Welcome to our Sunday morning change experience. I am First Assistant Pastor Clayton Rory with Living Word Ministries. So excited to have you worshiping with us on this Sunday morning change experience. We got some music from Chris Brown, Trust in God. I do not own the rights to this music. I'm just worshiping. We're worshiping this morning, just adding a little music to come in and worship this Sunday morning for this Sunday morning change experience. Chris Brown, Trust in God. Come on, write somebody in. Come on, invite somebody in. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome. Come on, share, like, and invite somebody into this Sunday morning change experience. We want to say good morning to everyone that's on, just tuned in. Good morning to Apostle. We want to say good morning to First Lady Dawn Brown. I want to say good morning to my lovely wife, Robin Rory. I want to say good morning to Minister Sierra and Justin Brown, who are doing an amazing job. I want to also say good morning to Minister-elect April J, who was editing all of our broadcasts. She is the CEO for WPB Media Networks. Good morning to you. Also CEO of WPB Media Gospel. So thank you for all that you do. Good morning to all our viewers who are watching all our platforms on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook Live, YouTube, and LinkedIn campus. Good morning to all y'all Living Word Ministries, Baltimore, and all the tiers of leadership. Good morning to you. Again, we're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Just a little music. We're going to come in with Chris Brown, Trust in God. I don't own the rights to this music. I'm just going to worship God a little bit as we come in. Come on, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my risen Savior all the days long. Come on, I trust in God. Yes, I do. I trust in God. Yeah, he's the one. He's never fails. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior. He will never fail. He will never fail. Come on in. Invite somebody. Come on in. Thank you for tuning in to our Sunday morning change experience. We appreciate you. We got a message for you this morning. We've been emphasizing all month long. Come on, I trust the Lord. And he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him. I want to give honor to our pastor, Apostle David Brown, for allowing me to speak with you this morning. Amen. I am truly humbled and honored, and thank God for the opportunity today. And I don't take this lightly. I just appreciate the opportunity to come speak with our family. I sought the Lord. That's why I trust him. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you for your presence. God, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. I pray that you speak to me so that only the words come out of my mouth acceptable in your sight. God, give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And everything that you do through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start this morning and just want to emphasize that all month long we've been emphasizing unlikely heroes. If God can use them, He can use anybody. Again, if God can use them, He can use anybody. So I want to talk to you from the book of Genesis, chapter 12. We're going to be reading verse 1, and we're going to jump a little bit over a couple of other scriptures in that same chapter. So, and it says this, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in all your families of all the earth shall be blessed." Verse 4, "So Abraham departed the Lord to, as the Lord had spoken, excuse me, to him, and went, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed to Haran." I'm going to jump to verse 10, chapter 12, verse 10. And it says, "Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land." Verse 11, "And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Egypt, he had said to Sarah, his wife, 'Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance.'" Verse 12, "Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live." Verse 13, "Please say, 'You are my sister.'" This is the verse I want to emphasize. "Please say, 'You are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you.'" And verse 14, "So it was, and when Abram came to Egypt, excuse me, that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful." Verse 15, "The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house." Verse 16, "He treated Abraham well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, female and male servants, female donkeys and camels." But the verse 17, "But the Lord plagued Pharaoh's and his house with great plague because of Sarah, Abram's wife." And this is verse 18 I'm reading from. And Pharaoh came, and Pharaoh called Abraham and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife?" Verse 19, "Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? I might have taken her as my wife. Now therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go your way." So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they went, and they sent him away, and his wife and all he had. I want to speak to you this morning about the story of Abraham. An unlikely hero. As we go over the story, I'm just going to touch bases on the story a little bit more so we can set the stage of what I want to really say about what's going on, about Abraham being an unlikely hero. So the story goes, Abraham was worried about himself, and he lied about his wife that she was his sister just to protect himself. Abraham was worried about himself, and he lied that his wife Sarah was his sister just to protect himself. God had already promised Abraham that he will make them a great nation, and his actions and faith was disrupted by the circumstances of severe famine. So he was looking at the outside circumstances, not hearing what God had already promised him from the beginning. So we see that Egypt to Abraham is a threat because they are like a dark power of slavery, so to speak, during that time frame. So Abraham and Sarah looked to make choices on how to survive the threat of Pharaoh. It was trying to, you know, outthink the situation, and after God had already promised them what he was going to do to bless them and make them a blessing, they were trying to outthink or make choices on how to survive. Isn't that ironic how a lot of times in our lives, when we are faced with choices, we sometimes make decisions on and that's not even the direction that God wants us to go. So Abraham was sort of like an underdog during this time, and he was out-tricked Pharaoh, which could have been a disastrous situation. He had a challenge thinking about the situations, but he should have trusted God. He should have just focused on what God had already promised him and just trusted God on this whole situation. So Pharaoh confronts Abraham about the why he lied to him about his wife, saying she was his sister. And you will find him lying again, a second time, to Abimelech in Genesis chapter 20. We're not going to go there for the sake of time, but in your own spare time, read that chapter as well. But in Genesis 12, 17, God showed up in punishment, and the punishment was given to Pharaoh with a plague. How is it that somebody lies and all of a sudden the person that does a lying, or the person that's got lied to, gets the situations get turned around on them? So it just amazes how people just what they do in life, and they get about lying and cheating and stealing, and seems to not to per se get away with it, but the action or plague was on Pharaoh and not on Abram. But this is why the punishment wasn't on Abram. God had promised him, when we first started reading the scriptures in Genesis, that God had promised him that he will watch over Abraham and his family to make them a great nation. And God delivered on his promise. In the end, Abram walks away an unsung hero. He walks away as an unsung hero because even though he lied twice, and the first time was to Pharaoh, he walks away as an unsung hero, being a victor. Because why? God had promised that he would make him and his family a great nation, Israel. Okay? So I don't know why Abraham would lie, because we see that Abraham ends up with God continuing to keep his promise over his life and the life of his family. So my whole thing with this passage of scripture was just trust God in the beginning. Let me start by saying that Abraham has some circumstances staring him right in the face. Abraham has some circumstances with the famine staring him right in the face. And he's trying to figure out his next move. There are very few people that can master not paying attention to their circumstances when it's staring you right in the face. There's very few people. I am not about to raise my hand to say I got my circumstances mastered, because I don't. I don't have my circumstances mastered. If I did, I'll be one of those on TV and telling you how to do it, and helping people with life counselors, and I'll be one of those. But I don't have mine mastered, so therefore I'm going to step away from that arena. It's kind of hard for us not to pay attention to any circumstances and situations that you're facing. It's really kind of hard because they're staring you right in the face. Well, we all hope and pray that something good will happen in our lives. We all are hoping and praying that something good will happen, and it will. Let me talk about hope. And hope is an expectation that something is good is going to happen at any moment in your life. That's what hope is. And God is inviting you and me to live with the expectation in our lives. God is inviting you and me to live with the expectation in our life. You have to keep saying to yourself, something good is going to happen to me. You, something good is going to happen to me. You have to keep saying it to yourself. I don't know about you, but I need these words to breathe comfort and assurance and remind me of God's limitless power with the help of the Holy Spirit, because his power is limitless. We don't have to go outside. If God promised us something, he is going to deliver it, and we don't need to go and lie about it, trying to get what he's already promised us. It's going to happen suddenly. It is going to happen suddenly. I don't know the time, I don't know the day, but I believe God is going to make it happen for me and my family, and I believe God's going to make it happen for you and your family as well. Can somebody say amen? You have to take a look at yourself and believe that God will never fail. And I was playing this song, Trust in God. God will never fail. You have to take a look at yourself and believe, like a mirror image, that God will never fail. You are an image of the Almighty God. If God doesn't fail, then neither will you. I don't know the author of tomorrow. I know the author of tomorrow, and he's going to order my steps. I know the author of tomorrow. He's going to order my steps. I am believing in God for a supernatural blessing. And some of you may be also believing God in a supernatural blessing. Amen. And I don't need to deceive people to get it. So if he says it, I just trust his word. He's going to do it. If he spoke it, I just trust his word. He shall bring it to pass. Let me say that again. If he said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. I want to finally leave you with this. I know that time is short, and I don't want to, excuse me, I'm going to add my music in here. Finally, I want to say this. And listen, I'm speaking to you directly. If God can use a liar like Abraham, he can use anybody. Let me repeat that. If God can use a liar like Abraham, he can use anybody. Sometimes we feel that our faults keep God from getting the glory out of our lives. Sometimes that, you know, just being real. Jesus died for all of us and redeemed us from sin. God loves, God forgives, and empowers us limitlessly as we are under the grace and not under the law. Amen? Let me say that again. God loves, God forgives, and empowers us us limitlessly as we are under grace and not under the law. Grace is a favor Jesus died to give us that we didn't need to have work for. We didn't even have to work for. Just rest and trust in God. Rest and trust in God. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you for this word today. We, in the name of Jesus, above the name is above every name. Thank you for the using unsung heroes like us to accomplish whatever you set to accomplish for your glory. God, thank you for always going before us and never leaving or forsaking us in our personal lives, in the lives of our families. Continue to enlarge our territories, God. We will forever give you your name the praise, the glory, the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we want to go ahead and continue on with our worship service. I hope you have enjoyed that message that you heard. And so we're going to go ahead with the offering. There are several ways to give. There's seven words to give into a living word. The giving mechanisms are on the screen. We have Cash App. We also have Zelle, but the Cash App, let me go over that, is $LWM Cathedral 1. Again, the Cash App is $LWM Cathedral 1. You can give through Zelle, mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. Again, give through Zelle, mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. The giving mechanism is again on your screen. You just take a screenshot of it, and you can always have that to refer back to. You can also give through the Tithely app. It's the Tithely app and type Living Word Baltimore. The Tithely app, again, Tithely app is Tithely app and type Living Word Baltimore. You can also text to give. Text to give to the number 844-459-0749. Again, that number, text to give, is 844-459-4749. Also, if you are one of those who mail a check or money order, mail it to Living Word, 6400 Baltimore National Pike, Suite 170A, PMB, number 221, Baltimore, Maryland, 21228. Again, that's Living Word. You mail your checks or money orders to Living Word, 6400 Baltimore National Pike, Suite 170A, PMB number 221, Baltimore, Maryland 21228. So I hope you have enjoyed that message. Again, this was the month that we unsung heroes that we talked of. I wanted to speak about today. I'm going to say the benediction, and I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance and be gracious to you. And may he bless you when you're lying down, and he blesses you when you're rising up. And everything you put your hands to do will prosper and have good success. Have a great day. Stay tuned for our announcements. Have a great Sunday. Have a great week and be safe. God bless you.